In the World Heritage Convention, it's written that the committee will be a professional body and that the committee will have as its representatives experts in cultural and natural heritage. But at the same time, as you quite rightly point out, it's also a multilateral organization involving governments, and so there's a diplomatic dimension. And over time, you've come to the committee and criticized them a bit for the politicization of the committee. And I wonder how you see that, the balance between the professional and the political or diplomatic, if you want to call it that.
Yes, you're right that we know it started by a committee indeed of true independent experts who were working, and more we are seeing there sitting professional diplomats. I would always have preferred the committee to keep its very professional, very independent look on the preservation, on the inscription, on all the process, I would say, that is involved in regards to the protection of world heritage. I have said it many times because the Director General goes to open the committees, and I've been there on every single committee, and I have expressed I would say deep regret and alarm at seeing the politics enter also the world heritage. On the other side, I would say that, and this is where I launched the process of dialogue of the advisory bodies with the member states in 2011, I think, because I saw that my first committee meeting as Director General was in Brasilia in 2010, and I think it was kind of a watershed. Brasilia showed that politics centers so strongly and the spirit of this independent assessment starts to be lost. And that is where, when I came back, I was very worried about it. And I spoke with the Gustavo Arauz at that time, the ICOMOS president, and we had a number of meetings. And also there were member states that were complaining that they were not sufficiently consulted on some of these processes, or that the process is not sufficiently transparent of how these assessments are being made. There were also some good points and I would say right points in the concerns of member states. And that is why I decided that instead of playing this type of a game, accusing each other, I think it is very important to build trust. So I launched this process of dialogue, which I think was a good beginning. And it was useful both for ICOMOS, also for member states. There was a better understanding of the process. And this is where we launched also the upstream process of making the accompanying countries to prepare for inscription and for submission of their candidacies. Because I think it was important that member states feel distrust and secure all the way through the process on the one side. On the other side, the experts also should feel that their work is valued and that work at the end of the day is not thrown away because of other political considerations. So I think we did manage to build some trust into the process, but this should continue. In fact, one of the reasons for this is that it is such a success, World Heritage, globally, anywhere, that it becomes so important and prestigious nowadays for countries, for communities, for mayors, for politicians to inscribe it, that it becomes a competition. It's a huge competition and it's a huge asset for them to achieve this status for some of the sites that belong to their territory or some part. So I think heritage becomes a little bit a victim of its own success from that point of view. So there should be, I think, a very good balance. There should be a rebuilding of trust. This process should continue, of rebuilding trust between member states and the governing bodies. And I think that the state parties, I have seen even state parties who otherwise speak about integrity of the convention, independence, that are lobbying for their own sides because they're under political pressure. We have to call the spade the spade. I mean, this was there. So that is why I think this dialogue should continue, dialogue among state parties, first and foremost, of where this convention is heading on and whether there should be some really kind of an agreement to keep the spirit of it and some responsibility among themselves, first and foremost. And then, of course, the other side to continue the dialogue with the advisory bodies.
But how do you set the stage for having a continuing discussion on that? Because there's now quite a bit of precedent for states parties saying, well, if we can't get a positive recommendation from the advisory bodies, we'll just go for a vote and we'll organize the vote. And so to me, that's a very great threat to the system and to the credibility of the whole system.
Rebuilding trust is, in my view, the most important to keep the process of integrity. They will continue to make this political statement. So on the other side, I think there should be a very frank discussion among state parties themselves of where we are going, because we should not forget that it is an international legally binding document. It's a convention. It is not just another program or something that gives more flexibility to the process. So I don't know exactly how, but if I, as you ask me, I think there should be a rebuilt commitment, a restated commitment to the same principles and values of the World Heritage Convention that were at its beginning.